You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from Hotlanta, D-A-T-L, Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you made a decision to join me from all over the world. And boy, I can truly say that I believe that the teaching that I am going to share today will begin to shift and change your life. Well, how are you doing? It is a beautiful summertime hot day here in the ATL, but all is well. Hey, I think that rhymes here in the ATL. All is well, but it's nothing but the truth. So anyway, I want to thank all of you for your emails telling me how much the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show is changing your life. I would love to have you to come on the show and share your story. You know, we live and we are motivated by stories that we hear. You know, some of us need to change our stories that our parents or that our experiences have told us. But email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And don't be shy. You can come on the show and really share. Also, follow me on social media. You guys know I went on TikTok because I was dealing with my fear of, you know, you can't go on TikTok because of your age, but I am on TikTok laying down some powerful wisdom nuggets on the Law of Attraction. So I almost have 100 followers. Y'all need to follow me. So go to TikTok. I think I'm Law of Attraction Constance. And just follow me. I am doing 30 and 60 second videos. And you know, it's just my own way of getting out of my comfort zone. So follow me on TikTok. Instagram is Law of Attraction Constance. Facebook is Coach with Constance. And of course, on YouTube, you can subscribe to my channel, Constance Arnold, and follow me on Clubhouse. So social media is so big, right? And is there anything else I want to say? What I am going to be teaching today, man, I have been waiting for this all week long. I'm prepared for it. I'm ready for it. And I'm just going to say up front, you need to listen to this over and over again. Anything else? Oh boy, my mastermind group, it is off the charts. It is so good. And I think I'm going to be starting another one probably in September. But this one is something else. So you need to make sure you check my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. If you would like to do a discovery call, if you're tired of trying to do things by yourself, you've heard me say before, a coach can see your blind spots. You know, I have a client, I'm taking a sip of tea, and she is a social media mogul, and she just gave her client one tip about Instagram, and that client sales dramatically increased. So, you know, nobody does it alone. I have Pastor Powers. I have Bishop Victor Uzosiki. I got social media folk helping me. I have people who help me when I'm writing something to my grammar, and, you know, and just the way I say things. And so it is July. Aren't you tired of just struggling by yourself? So if you're ready to make the investment in yourself, email me, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And this is what I tell everybody. I'm not going to have no special deal for you. There's no force, no coercion, no pressure. It's just for us to connect and just see if we're a match. If not, it's cool. All righty. Anything else? Yes, lastly, if you are an executive, or if you're on a committee, or if your company really needs help with the post-pandemic transition, I would love to come and do some virtually, some leadership training, some staff development training. You guys know that I received all kind of contracts to do that for years here in the state of Georgia and all over the U.S. So if you're interested in me doing some leadership staff development training, emphasizing and focusing in on transitioning back into the workplace, I mean, that's a big deal. So let's talk about it, all right? So I'm going to go right into this. I'm going to be talking about begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. So I'm probably going to be saying the same thing 4 or 5 or 6 times, different ways, but you need to hear it, because we know that the subconscious is most impacted by what? Repetition. The reason that some of you have the habits that you do, you have the repetition of doing it day after day after day. Same story, same idea, same way of thinking, same mindset. And so I was looking through my books and I came across my book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And somehow the spirit just had me focus in on teaching you how to begin with the end in mind, or starting with the end in mind. So in part one, I'm going to teach you the principles. And then part two, I'm going to give you some really, really strategic how-tos, etc. So I'm putting on my professor hat again today. So let me just say up front that, you know, it's post-pandemic for a lot of people, and then for some people, it's not. You know, the Olympic Games begin in Tokyo, so, you know, they're saying a lot of things are happening there. But I'm calling it post-pandemic vision for your life. Go to YouTube. I just did a live stream this week on it. So my question to you is, you know, what is your post-pandemic vision for your life? I think we need to sit back, because you cannot go through what we've gone through and it not change you. So I'm going to be talking to you about taking a second look at what's important to you and defining your vision for the remainder of the year. You know, you don't want to be robotic where you just do stuff over and over, get up, go to work, go to the office, get up, go to work, go to the office. That's not what we're doing. So we're talking about beginning with the end in mind. So what does the Bible say about that? I love this verse in Isaiah. It talks about God declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. I love that. And then another version of that is declaring the end and the results from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that have not yet been done. So God calls things from the end, and then he walks it out, or it's manifested. I remember when I was interviewing Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, he was talking about that. By the way, y'all pray for Dr. Kimbrough. His wife passed. And so I texted him recently. So y'all pray for him. You know, he's the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, that he co-authored with Napoleon Hill. And so he was saying, the first time I interviewed him, he said, you know, creation is twice. It's once on the inside and then on the outside. So it looks like from the Bible that God began with it on the inside of him from the end, and then he spoke it. Okay, so I'm going to say this so many times. So how can you begin to begin or start with the end in mind? So what does that mean? Stephen Covey says it's kind of like having an image or a frame of reference for starting off with a clear idea of what your destiny is, what your destination is, what do you desire, what do you want to manifest in your life, so that all of the steps or the actions or your movement every day is always taking you in that direction. So you have an image. You have a direction, a destination. I was invited to a dinner party the other week, and my GPS and my phone wouldn't work. But it asked you, where are you now, and what is your destination? Why? So it can give you how to get there. Do you want the quickest route? Do you want the route with less traffic, etc.? So beginning with the end in mind simply means that you have a vision of what you want in your life for the remainder of 2021. You know, what do you want in your body, in your career? What is that going to look like? What are your values right now? What's important to you now? After the pandemic, how are you feeling about what you're doing on a daily basis? Is it purposeful? I talked to a friend today who's retired, and I said, girl, what are you doing every day? She's a doctor, very goal-oriented. She said, you know, even though I'm retired, I realize I need to be very intentional every day. So it's about a mission. It's about a destination. It's about you having clarity about what you want for your life. Okay? So it means, I said I'm going to say it so many ways, beginning with the end in mind means that you have a vision, a clarity of what you want. And then you have these baby step habits that really influence or determine what you do every day. And as I said, Dr. Kimbrough said, we know that everything is created twice. It's created where? In the mind first, on the inside, and then the second is the manifestation in our reality. I just want that to sit with you. So in your mind and in your thinking, you're going to have to think about and sit with and decide, what do I want my life to look like by the end of 2021? Where is that going to begin? On the inside of you. All right. I think it means getting the big picture of what you desire. Who do you want to be with? What would you feel and look like? And then ensuring every day that the daily action is in line with your ultimate goals. I always say, if you have a vision for your life, daily habits, those, you've heard me talk about those daily baby steps habits, create your dream life. But you got to have a picture, you got to have a mission, and clarity around your dream. So, you know, last week in my mastermind, we talked about defining the goal. And one thing I said was, the main thing is what? Clarity, clarity, clarity. And we're going to talk about writing down your goals, but one of the characteristics is 42% of the folk who write, you are 49% more likely to achieve your goal and your mission and your dream life and your destination if you write it down. Isn't that interesting? And I said to the group, so you mean to tell me just by writing down your dream, your goal, your destination, clarity, starting at the end, defining what you want your life to look like, that you are 42% more likely to achieve it? My goodness. And so when you do write it down or get clear about or get clarity around or define your destination, you are included in that 3%. The 3% of what? The 3% of people who are wealthy. Now, they're saying there's a direct correlation between wealth and writing down your goals. All right? So you start with that big picture. Of course, we know your imagination, because creation is where? In two places. So it's your ability to envision in your mind, because it starts where? In the mind first, what you can't presently see with your eyes. And so it's going in. So it's like you're building a blueprint. If you're building a house, you decide, no, I want the living room here. I want one level, not two levels. I don't want a townhouse. I want a single dwelling home. You're getting clear about what you desire. I say in your mind, you have a blueprint. You know, starting from the end means that you have an image of the end of your life. And every day, everything that you do aligns with that. So another thing I said to the mastermind group is that once you get clear about your goal or your vision or starting from the end, it is so powerful because your brain neurologically becomes stimulated. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm going to leave that to Shantae Javon Brothers and Dr. Caroline Leaf. But I do know that once you begin to get a vision, this is what I want, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you write it down, your brain gets excited. They probably wouldn't use that word. And dopamine is released, and your brain begins to kind of like a computer, begin to search for, okay, what does Mary want? She wants a healthier body. She wants a new career. All of that happens. Because when you write down and you start from the end what you want, it's about focus, it's about intention, and you're laser specific. Does everybody see that? And so then when you do really start from the end, you're tapping into that law of attraction. Because the law of attraction says that like attracts like. So once you start from the end, you write down your vision, you make it clear. I say the reticular activating system, or they call it the RAS, in the back of your brain, it filters in for you everything that's important. And so a great example of that would be, you've heard me say this before, if you buy a new shiny black sports car, let's just say it's a Ferrari. I've never driven in driven one. Have I ever ridden in one? I don't think so. Once you get that car and you start driving, everywhere you go, you notice Ferraris. Why is that? They've always been there, but the reticular activating system says that's a part of your life now. That's important to you. You value that. So you're going to open your eyes to that. Everybody see that? So once you write down, start from the end, begin with the end in mind, you'll begin to see new doors, new opportunities. I jokingly told somebody the other day, it's kind of like if you go online and you buy some organic mint toothpaste. The next time you go online, you're going to see all kinds of ads and pictures, sponsor advertisements on organic mint toothpaste. Why? Because the internet knows what you're searching for, what you purchased, what you've been looking at. It's going to give you more of that. You are made in the image and likeness of God, but you have to decide, what do you want? And it needs to be written down. So you're going to start with the end in mind. So some questions you might be asking yourself, and see, you've got to have this conversation with yourself. You don't have to, but if you don't, the same, possibly mediocre, boring, unfulfilled, unchallenging life is going to show up for you. I thought about what Jaden Sterling said. Jaden said, money is attracted to big visions. What big vision do you have about your body, about your health, you know, about your home, about traveling, about being philanthropic, about helping people? So you sit down and you write out, what do you want your life to look and feel like? And I just got some questions down here. I got to go to this quick commercial. But, you know, some questions you might ask yourself. What do I know to be true in my life right now? Where have I been faking it because of shame, because of fear, and because of limiting belief? Do I love my job? What fears are holding me back from what I desire? What do I desire for my life to look and feel like in all areas of my life? What do I know to be true about me, what I can be, do, and have after the pandemic? What's my thinking around love? What do I believe about my age and aging? What are my beliefs around becoming a millionaire? And on and on. So you ask yourself those questions. Drum roll, please. You do not have to know how. And you sit down and you begin to write out, at first, possibly in a very general kind of way, and you will become more specific later on, but you are writing down, starting from the end. This is what I desire by the end of December 2021. When you write it down, all of heaven's resources, all of the invisible conspires to help you. But you've got to get clear about what you want. It's kind of like if you go in a restaurant and the waitress comes to you and says, can I take your order, please? And you say, I think I'm going to have a grilled chicken salad. She said, okay. You said, no, I think I want fried chicken on that. She said, thank you. No, I think I'm just going to have a steak and a salad. So the universe cannot take your order because you are not clear about what you want. It can't be in your head. And it's something very powerful about writing down in your own handwriting. The video that I did on YouTube, I said it's a form of prayer. And I can see why, because you're connecting with your inner self. Remember, you're starting with the end in mind. And when you write it out, I feel like all of the spiritual forces, angels, you know, all of those unknown, invisible forces and beings in the invisible world comes to assist you. And so take some time to write out what you deserve, what you want. I know certainly a lot of things that I thought I wanted at the beginning of 2021, I've changed that. So it's like an adjusting, an editing, a reshifting. What's important to you? Remember, you know, you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. So I think that's all I want to say. So when I come back from break, I'm going to break it down. How can you not only start with the end in mind, but how can you begin to live in the end? That means your emotions, your feelings. You know, the Bible talks about the finished work of Christ, and basically it's saying that everything is already done. Or how can you get in the vibration of living from the end as if it's already done? I told y'all this was going to be good. This is a powerful universal principle that every successful, happy person uses. And the interesting thing is, once you get clear about what you want, you can begin to develop baby steps, atomic small habits to walk them out. For example, I basically know what my day is going to be like. Why? Because I know what my goal and or intention is for that day. I know what I'm going to eat. I knew that I was going to the gym this morning. I know how much water I'm going to drink. I know how much time I'm going to spend in prayer and meditation. Why? Because I know what my destination is. I started from the end and have a vision of what I want my day to look and feel like. You know, the powerful thing is when you begin with the end in mind, distractions may say, oh, no. That's not a part of my starting from the end. That is not a part of my destination. It would be like me coming to your house and then I'm supposed to meet you for dinner. You prepare dinner. And then on my way to your house, I decide, I think I'm going to go shopping in the mall. That's a distraction. That is not my destination. That is not my vision. That is not my goal. My destination, my vision is to be at your house for dinner. Everybody see that? So this powerful principle, oh my goodness, what would happen if in your life if you really begin with the end in mind, like Stephen Covey said, if you haven't read that book, go back and reread it if you have. Or you start with the end in mind because everything is created twice, once in your mind and then on the outside. This is so good. I'm going to listen to this myself. So, okay, guys, you need to call somebody. You need to call one of your friends, your family members, and really share this show with them, because everybody needs this. Because if you don't create your own vision, you're going to be tapping into that collective consciousness, kind of like the herd mentality, wherever everybody else is going. That's where you'll go because you haven't taken the time to tap into your own uniqueness. God said, I declare the end from the beginning. And I call those things that be not as though they are. All right, everybody, let's go to these commercial breaks and then I'm going to be right back. So see you after these commercials, okay?
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. an experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, everybody, I am back, and are you ready? So I have been talking about begin with the end in mind, or start with the end in mind, and now I want to really walk you through how to do that. You know, one of the first things I want to remind you of is that if you have a dream or a desire or a goal, is that God put that on the inside of you. So some of you might really need to consider and to partner with God, knowing that you're going to tap into the wisdom of the Spirit. I mean, the wisdom that puts the universe together. So your business or your problem or your concern is I'm not saying it's not big, but it's small compared to the wisdom of God. You know, the verse in the Bible says that if any man or person or woman lacks wisdom, let him or her ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. So don't try to figure out things yourself. So once you, just by yourself. You've heard me say that Dr. Martin Luther King would sit every morning for an hour and just think, meditate, and pray. Why? Because he needed solutions. You know, one thing I'm going to say is when you begin with the end in mind, it's your extraordinary life is on the inside of you. It's not outside. And so I just wanted to remind you of that, because I know so many people, you know, they go to, you know, masterminds. You know, I'm doing one right now. Masterminds, meetup groups, all of that is fine. But ultimately, it's going to be you and the Spirit that's going to really become, you're going to become pregnant with whatever your dream is. Okay, so I had to throw that in. So we are starting with the end in mind. So I want to talk a little bit about what Neville Goddard says about living in the end. And then I'm going to teach you some habits for you to manifest, because you have started with the end in mind. So, you know, Neville talks a lot about living from the end. So when you start with the end in mind, you know that it is already yours in your imagination, in your feeling. What would it look and feel like if you were already the person, that person who lost 80 pounds, if you were already that person that's married, if you were already that successful business owner, if you were more in touch spiritually, what would that look and feel like? So it's living from that. It's not going to be one day, but you're living from that. So Neville talks about one main way that you can live from the end or begin with the end in mind is your imagination. He says imagination is God. So when you're one with your imagination, you're one with God. You are one with Spirit. And so he talks about the law of assumption, and I'm going to read it from his book. If you don't have his book, The Power of Awareness. He says that you must make your future dream a present fact. Think about that. You do this by assuming the feeling of your wish fulfilled. Is that living from the end? Is that beginning with the end in mind? And he said, you do that, you assume that you are already the person at the, or that you already have what you desire. And that feeling, that imagination becomes your dominant feeling and you remain committed to that idea, to living in the end, to starting with the end in mind. You don't cheat on it. You become faithful to it. And what happens is, over time, that will begin to crystallize in your life. He says that you need to get ready for an incarnation of your dream of your intention. I got that out. And that you must become the thing itself. Not just by merely talking and feel and just wishing and hoping, but you assume the feeling that it is already mine, that you are already where you want to be. You've already released those 20 pounds. I went down from 80 to 20, right? You're already working from home. You're already in your new career, whatever it is. And he said, it is your absolute fidelity to the assumption that it is already yours. And I wanted to read that simply because even, as you are beginning with the end in mind, the Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive it. And I realized that really there's no more creation. Everything that we all desire, and that includes whatever you wrote down for your goal or your intention, in the invisible realm, that's already done. And so you're just walking it out. Remember, I said in the beginning in Isaiah, it talked about how God declares the end from the beginning. That is so profound. And so every night before you go to bed, we know that your subconscious is most open when just before you fall asleep. So you put yourself in that state, because y'all know we live in states. I'm not talking about the United States, states of consciousness. We live in states. And so you put yourself in the state of, I'm in Aruba. You put yourself in the state of, I have unlimited supply. You put yourself in the state of, I am healed and whole. And so for my biblical students, that's just like in the Bible when it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. And so be ye transformed from what the biblical text says. So if I believe that all of my needs are already met, I put myself in that state. My needs are met. I think about that. I feel that. I imagine that. And I'm not really trying to create that. What I'm doing is just aligning with that state, with that truth. And then the byproduct of that state or truth will be downloaded into my life. So y'all see, that's how you begin to start with the end in mind and live from the end. So let's talk about a goal setting system. Let's see, where do I want to start? So I just want to say that you have to make a decision about what you want, and that you can create an extraordinary life, but it's going to come from the inside. And you're going to decide that you're going to commit and turn away from everything and every direction that does not align with your goal. So what you're going to have to do is, and y'all listen real carefully, you're going to have to develop structured rhythms and systems and processes for whatever that goal is. So a structured rhythm might be every day, when you get up, you're going to go walking for 10 minutes. So you get in the rhythm of that. a structured system might be, the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is to drink 2 glasses of water with lemon in it. So you're going to baby step your way. I want y'all to get this app. It's called Habitify. It's Habitify. And it's going to help you to develop your baby step habits. So everybody, you're living from the end, but then you're going to develop rhythms and you're going to develop systems and baby step processes that are going to help you walk out your dream. So really you are taking responsibility, you're committed first of all, and you're taking responsibility, you're getting from the passenger seat to the driver's seat of your own life. All right? And so how would you live from the end? I'm just going to use a couple of examples. Let's just say that you want to start an online business. So you would live from the end in your imagination. You would already see it as done. You would start with the end in mind, because you know that when we start with the end in mind, we're going to walk it out in small baby steps. One of the main reasons that I see people stop is because their steps are too big. So that means that you are going to turn away from anything that does not align with the vision that you have for your life. That's why it is so important that you write it down and that you are crystal clear about what you want. And starting with the end in mind really is a great motivation. This is how I think you should break it down. First of all, you got to be committed. You know, so that means that every day you're going to do something or take a baby step toward what you want. Because whatever you do in this present moment is how your life is going to end up. I really believe that we manifest moment by moment. I think it's about what are you doing right now to move toward your goal. It becomes cumulative. How do you spend your moments? How do you spend your hours? How do you spend your days? What is your state of mind? What are you living in consistently? So for the person who wants to start a business, let's just say it's a retail business. So you have the idea. So this is how you got the vision in your mind. You see people going to your website, purchasing stuff. So you're living from the end. So you break it down in small, daily, consistent steps. You're committed to it no matter how you feel, no matter what it looks like, because it's already yours. You're living from the end. It may not happen in 1 year. It may not happen in 2 years, but you are adjusting. You are shifting and changing. So you have the idea. So this is how I might would break that down. And then you get a mentor. You might start looking at videos once a day on starting an online business. You might take a course online. You might go to the Small Business Administration for my listeners in the U.S. You might hire somebody from Fiverr to do your website. You see, what are we doing? This person began with the end in mind, but they are walking it out. Every day they are in the vibration of, I have a successful online business. You start developing one service or one product, and every night you live from the end. So does everybody see that? So what are you doing? You're living from the end, but you are developing rhythms. It might be that this person might decide once a week or once a day, I'm going to post something on social media about my business. What is that? That is a rhythm. That is a process. And the interesting thing is, once you develop processes, you delete them. You can say, oh, no, I need to do more of this. I need to do less of that, etc. And I can guarantee you, if you start with the end in mind, if you're living from the end, if you will consistently implement habits and execute them, eventually you're going to reach your goal. All right. So I want you to sit with that. Why? Because you already have a vision for what you want. Like, I went to the gym today and I was really kind of sleepy, y'all. But why did I go? Because I have a vision of how I want to feel, what I want to look like. I have a vision of me being able to stand up and train for 6 hours in high heels if that's what I want to do. I have a vision of impacting the world. And your vision pulls you. Beginning with the end in mind motivates you. So can everybody see that? All right, so let me give you another example of how start with the end in mind and living from the end. And that you have these habits. You know, habits are so big. And so you have to make a decision that you're going to design your life around your goal. You know, so this is me this morning. I had a very busy morning, but I knew, oh no, I'm going to the gym. I'm doing my weight training today. And so even though I had a busy schedule, I'm committed to that. So I give my time to that. So if somebody had called me and said, well, Constance, come on, let's go shopping for 3 hours. I would have said, oh boy, I really want to, but I can't do that today. Why? Because I refuse to allow any distractions on this day. And that doesn't mean that you're rigid. You know, and I want to throw this in for somebody, you know, and even when you begin with the end in mind, you're going to need help. You are going to need support. You might need a dream team. You need somebody other than yourself. You need to collaborate with other people. All right, let's talk about health. So if your goal, you're starting with the end in mind, I'm going to release 20 pounds, exercise 3 times a week, you know, just become healthier. And so you begin with that in mind. You begin to see yourself. You begin to see yourself in your imagination, your husband saying, ooh, baby, you sure are looking fine. Or you say to your husband or your man, ooh, you looking handsome. What's going on? Or whatever. You see that. You feel that. You are living in the law of assumption. You assume that that is already who you are. That's going to be your motivator. So how do you break it down? See, so many people, they start too big and then they just start out with a big bang, but then they sort of fizzle out. You don't want that to be you. So you start off with, once again, structured rhythms and systems and processes that work for you and your lifestyle. If you have small children, 4 children, maybe you can't go to the gym because it would just be too much. If you're working from home now, you might get your exercises on YouTube. So let's just start off. You have that, you're beginning with the end in mind. You may get a chart that says, I'm going to drink 8 glasses of water, and you mark it off. That may mean you go to the market on a Saturday and you get your food and you prepare your food in advance. What are you doing? You are giving your attention to the dream, the image that you're visualizing at night. seeing yourself healthy, seeing yourself being able to walk, run after your children. So you prepare your meals. You know what you're going to eat on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You decide, I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk for 20 minutes on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You start small. You develop structured rhythms. And pretty soon, you're going to get in the rhythm of this is what you should do. I went on TikTok the other day. I can't remember if I told you guys to follow me on TikTok or not. But I want you to. I almost have 100 people. Yay! And one of the TikTok videos showed this dog. And the owner said, every night at 9:30, this dog gets in the crate. He picks up this certain toy and he gets in the crate. So without fail, what? That dog was in a rhythm. And so if a dog, you know, it was so funny. The dog picked up the toy. She was showing the clock, 9:29. Exactly at 9:30, that dog picked up that toy and went and got in his or her crate. So you can train yourself to be so in tune with your goal, with your intention. Why? Because it is really tattooed on your mind, because you are living from the end. It is already yours. So you develop rhythms of, well, once a week I'm going to have something sweet or whatever works for you. But I'm just saying, I know that it's going to be your small habits. Let's just say you want to read more books. You want to read the Bible more. And my brother, when he was alive, he read through the Bible every year. I have never done that. And so, but he was in a certain program. And every day they would say, okay, you're going to read John 4, are you going to read Ecclesiastes 2? And they had a certain amount of verses that they would read. And at the end of the year, you know, he was just transformed behind that. So that particular company or program has systems in place. And so when you put certain systems and habits and rhythms, you know, you've heard me talk so many times about small atomic habit, something as small as drinking water with lime or lemon in it in the morning can really get your body going. Because when you sleep all night, when you get up, they say that your body is not really hydrated, because you haven't been drinking anything for 6 or 7 hours. So you are putting into play small baby rhythms and systems and processes that align with whatever you're starting from, whatever you're believing for. Okay, so when you start with the end in mind, what you're doing with all of these processes, you're stepping into the life that you desire. You're stepping into that life, not only with your habits and your rhythms and your processes, but with your thinking. All you're thinking about is health. All you're thinking about is walking and exercise. All you are imagining, all you are feeling is, wow, it feels so great to be healthy. I'm so proud of myself. And so you're living that life. You're stepping into that life with your thinking, with your imagination, and with your feeling, but you're backing it up with those habits. This is so good, you know, and I can almost guarantee you that as you begin to embody that dream, embody living from the end. Somebody says, Ernest Holmes said you need to become a mental equivalent of the thing, that mentally you become that thing. And so, like I said, it's what you do moment by moment. Don't think about, oh my God, I have 40 pounds to lose. No, what can you think, feel, believe, and do today? So it's moment by moment. Like I said, it's day by day, and it's the state of mind that you are living in consistently. This is so good. You know, for years, and I'm going to get back to it, so I want you to watch it. I did what I call visioning coaching, and it's where I help people to find out what they wanted in all areas of their lives. I think it was 10 or 12 areas. And for a whole year, you have to be committed for a year. I walked them through how to create an extraordinary life. So we actually coached twice a month. And it's something else in the spirit. I'm going to be bringing that back. And so if you're interested in creating an extraordinary life, you know, the life I'm living now, it's not a perfect life. I mean, I have things in my life, but I envision this life. I envision working when I want to, working from home, making my own schedule, traveling when I wanted to. I envision having friends over, meeting friends for lunch. I envision if I want to go for 4 or 5 hours and do nothing, then I can do that. You know, it's so funny. One of the rhythms that I have in my life is I take a nap every day. When I get up, my morning hours are really, really creative. That's really a great time for me. But probably around 3:30 or 4, I'm going to take about an hour's nap. Then I'm going to get up again and go walking in the evenings and do some other stuff. Alrighty, so that's how I lived my life from the end, and I'm doing that now. So if you want to do a discovery call with me about really working on just creating an extraordinary life, let's make that happen, everybody. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You know, I say if Jeff Bezos and those guys, Branson, can go to outer space, I'm not mad at them. How come you don't go to outer space in your thinking? Why don't you go to outer space and believing for an extraordinary life? Why don't you go to outer space, out of the box, out of your comfort zone thinking? That just doesn't happen. You have to really create it by design. And I want to help you design your best life. And like I said, my life is not perfect, but my life is what I envision. So I'm just adding more, dreaming bigger, expecting the unprecedented, expecting the good of God to just manifest in my life. Well, everybody, make sure that you follow me on my social media platforms, as I said earlier. And my mantra for this year is get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.